Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castile with a look at Mercury retrograde in Cancer. Mercury in Cancer, we can also say just what is a little bit about Mercury in Cancer, but when it's retrograde, it's taking it deeper into the Cancer mysteries. Mercury is the mind, and Cancer has to do with the feelings. So this is an integration of how we feel and how that influences what we think, and what we think and how that influences how we feel. The two are intertwined. And Mercury in Cancer is a water element, so it is about the deep feeling realm. And Mercury has to do with the mind, so that is about how we think. So again, bringing these two things together. The opportunity in any retrograde is to go deeper. One of the things that we often experience in Mercury retrograde is a shifting of the consensus reality, of the way consensus reality approaches communication. So communication glitches happen, and mainly because we go from a more left brain consensus reality to a more right brain consensus reality. And that is especially true when Mercury is in an element that is more right brain. So Mercury in Cancer is more right brain anyway, and it definitely operates more from the feeling realm, what is deeply felt, and how that aligns with what is being thought, and how the thoughts are being aligned with what is felt. So if a person is off in their, they've been suppressing and denying and repressing their feelings, and now it's harder to do because Mercury's retrograde. So I actually posted this on Facebook, on the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School Facebook page, that, and on my own as well, that this is now the time to cry the uncried tears and scream the unscreamed screams of agony and ecstasy, while also loving the unloved parts that have been suppressed, so that we can access the unexpressed joy that is waiting to be expressed when we're willing to feel at all. And that is the opportunity we have when Mercury is retrograde in a water sign, which all of the Mercury retrogrades in 2013 are in water signs. And, you know, will happen again in 6 or 7 years. So the 6 and 7 years, because they're usually retrograde in water signs for 2 years. So it'll probably spill over into 2014. Anyway, while we're loving the unloved parts of ourselves and also laughing the unlaughed laughs at ourselves, because Mercury is the trickster. It's the coyote energy. It is reminding us not to take ourselves too seriously, but at the same time to not suppress and deny what it is that we really feel, and especially what we feel in relationship to what we think and what we're here to communicate. It's time to really look at, are we taking ourselves too seriously? And to also know that communications can break down. What you think you're saying and what someone is hearing may not be the same. And so if someone is having a reaction, especially if it's a deep emotional reaction, it may not have anything to do with what you said. What maybe your words communicated something to them that triggered something that needed to be felt within them. Yet they may react, and their reaction may be challenging. So having a tremendous amount of compassion is really helpful at this time. So remember, this is an extra supercharged right brain time with Mercury being retrograde in the water elements. And it is about, as much as possible, deepening our ability to have compassionate communication with ourselves, with each other, with life in general. Thank you.